Yo, here's another exclusive from the Tony Sco Morning Riot Show.
107.5 WGCI, Tony Sco in the Morning Riot on the radio, man. Our good friend, he's at it again, doing some good in the city. Last time we talked to him,
kicking and pushing, baby.
Folks. Now he's looking for coats. My man, Lupe Fiasco on the line. What up,
Lupe? What up, what up? What up, y'all?
So the goal is 1,000 coats, man.
Yeah, man, 1,000 coats, and that's the low end.
That's the low end.
That's the bottom, but, you know, we starting out small. You know, winter time is coming. You know how the winter is in Chicago.
Man.
Even with all the climate change, it still get cold.
Yes, well, you know what, Lupe? I'm going to give you 3 coats.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some stylish ones.
And these is Nina and Chantel, so you can probably take these 3 coats and transfer them into, like, millions of dollars.
Right, they're probably going to be Marc Jacobs jackets.
I want to kick off something, Lupe. I'm going to give you 3 coats. You have my word.
Oh, wow, thank you. That's the first 3.
Yay!
You
know, Lupe, I'm going to come get them 3 coats that she gets. I know they're going to be worth some paper.
So you've got several different locations for this.
Yeah, we got...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're going to have them posted online at WGCI.com. Keyword is Morning Riot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And what I appreciate about it, man, you're doing it all over the city. Just tell us a little bit about the Lupe Fiasco Foundation, some of the things you've done, and why did you decide to do this? I know you probably heard that we're going to have one of the worst winters ever coming up this year in Chicago.
Well, you know, the Lupe Fiasco Foundation is basically something that, you know, me and my sister and my family and different people from around the city put together, you know, to just launch different initiatives to, you know, uplift the community, you know, from the education side to just the hands-on side, like things like this, like food drives, and you know, like this is our first annual coat drive and what have you. But it's still just stuff that we've been doing, you know, that I've been doing personally, you know, for a long time.
Yes,
behind
you have.
The scenes, you know. So it's just something now where we can, you know, reach out and hopefully get mobilize other people to come out and help and pay attention to what's going on in their own communities, you know, and just lend a helping hand and put some positivity back, you know, into the city. You know, even though it's already there, we want to put double, triple levels of positivity out there, much love, and, you know, all that good stuff out there. So,
yes, sir. Now, how can people get it? If people want to just go online and find out the information, is there a website for you guys?
Yeah, you can go to www.lupefiascofoundation.org, and it has all of the drop sites in the city, you know, where you can come and bring the coats. And it's gently used, you know, but if you got towel coats that are brand new, fresh out the package,
right. You said gently used. Can't have no brown spots under the armpits or nothing like that.
That's hilarious.
You know, Lupe,
you
what really
coats,
Lupe, what really makes me mad is that you're Chicago's very own. You do all of this positive stuff. You try to bring light to political world as well. And we're so proud of you. And then here goes 50 Cent throwing something on Twitter yesterday, and now it seems that people are assuming that he's throwing jabs at you on his new single where he says kick push. What do you have to say about that? Have people told you about that?
That's fine. 50 is a good guy. You know, I got a chance to perform with him and tour with him for a little bit. You know, I don't really look at it as a diss. I just look at it as, you know, I got fans in high places, I guess. You know, so that's all fine with me, you know, not really tripping.
Hey, Lou, let me just ask you, though. You know you're a lyrical beast, man. Some of these cats throwing little jabs at you. Have you ever just sat back like, dude, I should just come on off the porch and bite their ass and show them what I'm really about?
You know, that's always in the chamber. You know, I always keep that in the chamber. They know what's up. At the end of the day, they know what's up. You know, we'll just leave it at that. But that's negativity.
Right.
Going back to the
That's
top.
Right. I say all the rappers should get together. If you got beef, we do tough man competition, and the money goes to charity. Pay-per-view it. So, like, you can have 50 put on some boxing gloves and go against Wayne in a tough man competition. $1 million to your charity. That keeps it
positive.
I can
dig it.
Yeah.
I can donate a Bugatti or something.
Man,
like that.
That's what
right,
I'm talking about.
Right.
Birdman against Irv Gotti.
Wow. That is hilarious. Hey, check it out, Lupe. This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to put all of your locations up on WGCI.com. And me and my man, Sherm, what we're going to do, we're going to take the WGCI van out, and we're going to go and hit a couple of spots on the list and make some callbacks and get the people to come out and donate some coats, man.
Hey, Tony.
I'm out.
If Sherm driving.
I appreciate that.
If Sherm driving, y'all need to leave today.
Right.
Yes.
You ain't letting. We may get there by Wednesday.
He is
Lupe,
terrible.
Are you going to, before we let you go, are you going to officially be at any one of these locations? I know you're a busy man, but, you know, are you going to be back in town and do this one day?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're definitely going to be running this until we reach our 1,000 code goal and, you know, hopefully possibly even more. So I'm going to definitely come through. My sister's definitely going to make me come and come to at least 6 or 7 of the spots.
All right, cool. Just let us know, man, if you're going to be out there. We'll come out and join you, man. Bring the truck out, man. Do some callbacks. Get the listeners to come on out. But we really, I just want to say this, man. A lot of people always concentrate on negative things, or when things are done in a good nature, they don't really hear about them. But we always hear about you out here doing good stuff, man.
Yes.
We appreciate that because you're always holding your city down, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. But again, y'all, it's coats, but it's wintertime, so scarves, hats,
everything,
gloves,
right?
You know, we'll take anything.
I'm gonna make my accessories fashionable with the coats that I do.
I'm about to get fired up.
Lupe, much love to you, baby. Stay successful and blessed.